Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. A51 KSJE, you're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program, and back in the studio with me as a guest who's been here before, but he's back as well to talk about something that he's been very involved with. Kirk Carpenter is here, the former superintendent for the Aztec School District. Mr. Carpenter, it's great to have you back in Studio A.
Yes, it's nice to be back in this chair, Scott. I had to ask for directions to get here because it's been a while.
It's been a while, but when you were superintendent, we had regular visits, which I appreciate, and I miss sometimes. I think I just need to call you up some morning at 8 o'clock and talk to you on the phone about education, but that is still a big part of your life, and you are here to talk a little bit about school safety, which certainly you know a thing or two about, and you've been working tirelessly on that topic for a number of years. And so tell us kind of what you've been involved with.
Well, I'm doing obviously some separate consulting. In fact, visit with three school districts this week on safety and just presenting things to them. And really, when I go out and do that, it's like putting it in their context and letting them take information, you know, some of the things we went through, and let them improve their plans. And here locally, one of the things we're going to do even next week is, and it's not really part of my consulting, it's just part of my love and care about what we're doing around safety. You know, since 2017, we had our horrible issue. And after that, we had a big summit with a lot of people to say, here's some things we can do, what we need to do. And the idea of this, it's a safety summit, is to bring as many people together as we had at that meeting, you know, the law enforcement, the schools, mental health folks, anybody and everybody, honestly, that can have part of the conversation, just to say, where are we now? What have we done? And where do we need to go? And legislators hopefully will be involved with that. They've been invited, city officials, the government officials and all the areas around here, because it's a crucial conversation to have. And of course, with all the things that are happening in our country, and we've seen even most recent incidents, San Juan County has always done a tremendous job, and all the schools are continuing to do that. They've done a great job, a lot of that under the leadership of Mike Mestis, the emergency management officer. And so it's that whole idea of, okay, school safety is not something that we do here and there. It has to be done, and we have to pay attention to it every day. There are amazing things the state's done as far as helping schools get better with their safety, but we can't stop thinking about what we need to do, because the most important thing we know, when the parents send their kids to school, if you ask them what do they want, it's, I want my child to be safe at school. So to go along with that, then the question has to be, if that's the case, then what are we doing about it every day? And it's the idea of having some long-range plans as well, because there's certain things we still need to do in our state, I feel, to make our schools even more safe. And it's going to take a lot of people. You know, school safety is not a school issue, it's a community issue. And so in order to make sure we're doing the right things, we need the whole community involved in the conversation with the right people. So if there's legislation or things that need to be done, we can start getting that done as well.
And it seems to me a lot of folks have some very strong feelings about school safety and what should be done and the things that need to take place. And it seems like it's a complicated conversation, because folks feel very strongly in a lot of very different ways about what should be happening in schools and policies and legislation, perhaps, to keep students and staff safe. And so this is all part of your ongoing efforts to have these conversations and to talk about these complicated things with the communities?
Yes. And the experts, I'm not an expert. I'm not. I do some consulting, but it's, and when I say that, I don't mean that lightly. The true experts are the people that are in our community, you know, the first responders. But what I also tell people, that our first responders, when something happens, are the people at the site. And I'm not taking anything away from law enforcement. Those guys are heroes. They always have been, always will be. Military folks, fire, all of those, I always consider them heroes. But the real answer is that when something happens, the people at the school are the first ones there to deal with it. But there's a lot of other things that go into this. And as you said, the experts truly are those people. And so bringing everybody together, even if it's for conversational purposes initially, to say, here's some things we need to think about, that may spark further work. There's a lot of great work going on with the safety committee that exists for all the school districts in this county that meet every month to discuss things. But it's an ongoing conversation. In education, we know we give kids assessments, we look at the results, we make adjustments, we move forward. We have to do the same thing. We have to bring school safety into, I always say, it's a piece of the pie. We need to put it back in the platter. For many, many years, it's not that it's neglected. It never has been in this county. Like I said, I think this county is leading the way for a lot of people and being a model for the state. But we need to continually have that conversation more so than ever before, and make sure that if we're not having the conversations, we need to ask ourselves why. And now this is an opportunity for us to get all the people together. And as you said, it's putting questions out there and really letting the experts talk about different things, share best practices, because it's really about all of our kids. It's not about Aztec kids, Kirtland kids, Farmington. It's about all of our kids and keeping our communities safe, because we do work so closely together. So that's really the intent of this. Hopefully we'll get a great turnout and at least start some conversations, and if further things need to come out of it, it will. If not, then that's fine too. I think the initial idea of this is just to get people together and have the crucial conversation right now and start talking about some of the things we may need going forward.
And Mr. Carpenter, I have to challenge you on one thing that you said, that you're not an expert on this, and I would say that you are, because you had been put in the position of having to guide your district through the aftermath of a tragedy. And so I know you have some experience certainly in that and how it affects students and staff and parents and even the community. And so I think you do provide some unique perspectives into this conversation, but it's important to hear from others as well. I understand that. But you still have a lot of things, I think, that you've gone through, and you can talk the talk as you walk the walk and went through this with your staff and your district.
Well, and that's nice. I think maybe it's a humility for me not to tell you what I can do. But you're right, Scott. I mean, there's a lot of things we did go through that we're still continually to go through. And that's the whole purpose of me even going out and consulting with schools, is to share things and to hopefully give them opportunities to look within their plans and make adjustments. And that's truly the intent of this. You know, when I originally thought about this idea and shared it, it was welcomed. And again, it's not, the agenda is very loose in many respects, but the whole purpose is to get the right people in the same room having these conversations, because there's a lot of great things that have already been done this year. I know Farmington's done some active shooter training. There's a lot of other schools that have added safety officers. It's that type of conversation to make sure we all understand what we're doing on those things, and it's that collaborative approach and the collaborative spirit that exists in this county. It makes it so great. So we just want to continue that, have this summit. And like I said, there are future things we may need, but we're going to need other people to help us with that. But unless we're having the conversations with those people in the room and hearing all the bits and pieces we need, it's going to be difficult to get done. So we're excited to see what happens with this summit. And, you know, I think it's a vote of confidence for this community of what's really happening around school safety, a lot of things. And for parents, it gives them some comfort, too, to know that these kinds of conversations are taking place.
Very true. Well, and I know it's important to get these folks in the same room, listening to each other and talking to each other. We just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning, so if you wouldn't mind giving us the details yet again of what you've got planned next week.
Yeah, it's going to be August 16th. It's actually going to be up here at the college in the School of Energy in the Marion Room, and it'll go from like 1 to about 4, depending. There's, again, it's a loose agenda and the timeline, depending on how long we take. But the invites have been sent out, and like I said, we hope we have everybody from board members to mayors, and obviously the crucial players, the schools and law enforcement, other first responders that need to be there. So it's been laid out. I appreciate the college and Dr. Pendergrass and her office for helping out with a lot of the invitations, because they obviously have a lot more updated information than I do since I've been retired. But it's going to, I think, be something that's going to be very positive. And from that, like I said, there may be other things that come out of it, because there's a lot of work that has been done. Right. And I think it's just revisiting it and refocusing. We're not redoing, we're just redefining.
And if folks are listening this morning, if they wanted to show up, or if they know someone who maybe should show up, how should they get on the list or get registered?
Yeah, if they want to look at attending, you know, we sent out invites specifically for this first summit to more just the key players. But if they're interested, they can call the office, probably Dr. Pendergrass's office, and get more information than even from me. But, you know, the initial invites were sent out mainly to those key players, to at least for this first summit. It's not, we're not excluding anybody, but the idea is just to make sure we have those people and to start with this and then see where it goes from there.
All right. Maybe you'll come back and tell us how it went.
I would love to do that, and I look forward to the conversations. If we have one or have 100, I think that the initial conversation of doing this is important, and I'm hopeful that it's going to have a great turnout.
Kirk Carpenter, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to see you. Kirk Carpenter, too. My guest here on KSJE.
Mind you, you're listening to the Four Corners only classical and jazz radio station, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. And now, 103.3 in Durango, Colorado. KSJE, the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.